Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie, I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 17th of December at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that we're over in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat, so easy enough to find. Also, if you would like to watch this event as a live stream rather than listen, you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic and you'll find the live stream. So that's what's going on. And you might want to be in the live stream today because today is my holiday giveaway show. It's also the winter solstice event. So we have a lot going on. It's just the way the calendar fell this year. It made more sense to put these shows together as one. So that's what we are doing. So over in the chat room, I just posted a bunch of things that are involved in the giveaway today. And I'll be talking about them in the live as well. So don't worry, you're going to see all of that too. But that is the stuff that I am working on. Let's see. One more thing I wanted to post in the chat room and then I'll keep going. It's a delicate balance because I don't want my chatters to feel like they're getting left out of the conversation. So I got to post those things in there for you, which is just fine. So here's the deal with the holiday giveaway. If you would like to be included in the holiday giveaway, all you have to do is make a comment either here in the chat room or in the live stream, either on Facebook or on YouTube. Either way, I will see you and I will gift you if I do. So Scott is, he'll be in charge of providing me names a little bit later in the show from the chat so that I know who we're gifting. So that's how it works. I will say, and I hate this, but unfortunately, because of what shipping has done in the last while, I can only ship in the U.S. It's just gotten too expensive to ship out of the country, which is crazy talk. But so if I gift you and you're not in the U.S., I will give you a digital product instead or a reading because it's just too much. You guys would die to know some of the shipping fees that I'm paying recently to ship our Etsy orders overseas. It's bananas. So anyway, boo on that, but that's how it goes. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing good. Did you have a good weekend? We are getting snow, snow, snow. It finally looks like Christmas here, especially because we got our skellies done. I know, you know, I am the weird neighbor. I'm the weirdo. Last week I showed you Miss Cindy Lou Who, all done up and ready. Well, now finally we got Skelly done. He's the Grinch. Yes, that is definitely a belly shirt he's wearing. That's a size 3X shirt, in case you're wondering just how big he is. Yeah. And Scott made him a beard and a hat. And then we have Max. But that was before the snow fell. I feel like I should go back out there and take pictures of them again because now they're all super snowy and they look really cool. But anyway, that's what my, that's pretty much the epitome of Halloween or holiday decorating I have done. There is, well, in lights, we installed the forever lights that go up under your eaves. I've wanted them forever, and we've been running Boise State colored lights because we're also dorks like that. So that's what it's like. Yeah, I'll grab some snow photos and put them on my Facebook for sure, Lillian. Yeah, stamps have gone clear up to 73 cents. Shipping's gone crazy lately. And normally, like, I can ship a little package for somewhere between $3 to $6 to even $8, and that's fine. That doesn't faze me, but $35? Oh my God. We ship quite a few of our hoodies from Etsy. We sell a surprising amount of those in Australia. And the shipping on those, you guys, is almost as much as the hoodie. It's crazy. And people pay it. I mean, I don't pay that. The buyer pays that. So I don't care if that's what they want to do. I guess it says something about our hoodies that they want them that much. But it, I, my gosh, it's crazy talk how much that is. Yeah. On that note, I'll share a link in case you want to look at our hoodies. But our Noah Kahan hoodie is the one that sells the very most by far. But the butterfly hoodie sells a lot as well. But anyway, I'll put them in there in case you're wondering or interested. We had cookie day on Saturday. Remember, I showed you those ill-fated cookies last week. Well, I'd like you to know I remade them on Saturday at cookie day, and they turned out beautifully. Mostly because I had learned my lesson about trying to decorate them, because no, you do not know how to decorate cookies. You should stop right now. They turned out great. Everything turned out great. The oranges actually were probably the thing that I thought failed the most, but I mean, really, at the end of the day, they were fine. They just got crispier than I wanted. I wanted them to be more of the like softer, gooey ones that I made before, and these went to hard crack. Kara has a gas stove, and I have an electric stove, and they're just different to cook on, you know? And my candy thermometer down there was different than the one I use at home too, and I struggle bust a little bit, but it's fine. It's totally fine. But I'm going to show you a video. So, you know, if you follow me on Facebook, we do a video of Cookie Day every year. We lay everything out and we do a video before we box it all up. And this year, it was fatigue, it was wine, and it was the younger set. That's right. The Gen Zers that ruined the video. You'll see why. Okay, Cookie Day 2024 is in the books. So these are peanut butter whiskey cheesecake balls, dark chocolate peppermint crunch cookies, Nutella puffs, peanut butter cups, candied chocolate oranges, pistachio chocolate chunk cookies.
Hey, Mom.
Oreo truffles, chocolate dipped pretzels, Grinch tits, Christmas tree cake pops, and moose farts.
Sharks.
It was the wine. It was the fatigue. It was our kids acting like us. That's kind of it. Yeah. It was actually great. Yeah. So, all of our cookies. So what we do, if you're wondering how in the why in the hell we make that much food, we use that as our opportunity. We all bring box gift boxes and containers, and then you walk through and shop that table and put together all of your boxes, like for neighbor treats, stuff like that. I don't really do neighbor treats. My I'm not friends with my neighbors. Just not. There's no bad blood. We just don't have, we don't go to their church, and we're just not. It's okay. It's just we keep to ourselves, and that's how it is. But we also but we have friends, so and family members and stuff. So you go through and you make up all your boxes. So we sent, of course, the girls took boxes home, and Matt took a box to work, and we took boxes to several friends' houses, to Scott's dad's house. We brought a box home, and that's my sisters do the exact same thing. So by the time it's done, everyone has made up all of their treat boxes for the year, and then on Sunday we all run out and deliver them, respectively, or to work or whatever, and then it's done. And you have so many cool things to put in your box. So that's why we do it, in case you're ever wondered what in the world. But besides the fact that it's a very fun day. Yeah. You can come to my house right this minute, Laurie. Yes. So, anyhow, very fun. Lots of good stuff. So, that was Cookie Day. So, this episode is kind of fun because it is the holiday giveaway show, but it is also the winter solstice show. So, I have some things to do and say and talk about on both fronts. I'm jumping over into the One2 Radio chat room real quick. Just to check. I want to say hi to everybody in that chat as well. All right, so I'm going to show you. I already put pictures up in the chat room, but I'm going to show you everything that's on the giveaway show today. I am giving away all glass this time, which is kind of fun. Last year at this time, I had a couple of things to give, but mostly it was other things because I was brand new to glass. But now I'm a year in, and I will say I am moderately better. I wouldn't say I'm an expert by any stretch of anyone's imagination, but I'm better. It comes. It's coming. So, I'm going to show you the things that I'll give away, and then towards the end of the show, Scott will draw for them, and then I will give them away. So, this is one of my little hearts, my glass hearts. It's in this super cute frame. And sometimes it's hard to show you stuff because of the ring light. It creates a real glare. So I think I'm going to show them to you, but I'll also just show you a quick picture so that you can get a better look. That's what that looks like. I love these in the little frames. I think they are so freaking cute that way. And then this necklace. So it's a little purple flower. You can't really tell the depth of it. I mean, until you really touch it. But it's and this is glass that I made, but it's very 3D. And then the underside of it is a different design of white and darker purple glass. So again, you'll never really get to, unless you hold this in your hand and really get to look at it, a picture or even a video isn't going to really do it justice. But that's what it looks like. And it's mounted on a wooden bezel that I did not make, to be fair. And then one of my little beachy bubble necklaces, which again I made the glass for. And that is really tough to see. And it's also mounted on a wooden bezel, of course. That's what it looks like. Isn't that cool? It's a little scientific project or process that creates the bubbles in the glass, and I just think they are so cool. You can't feel them at all. The dome of this glass is completely smooth. They're just all trapped inside. Okay, the rings. So these are little glass rose rings. This is what the They're adjustable, so whatever size your finger is fine. I made myself one over a year ago, and I've been wearing it pretty regularly, and it's been great. I wondered how they would fare. Will they, because they're glued on, of course, to the ring part. So I've wondered, like, would they hold up? They hold up. Give you a better picture of what that one looks like. So there's the blue one, and then this is the pink one. And she's mounted on a little gold. Plated, I'm sure. A little adjustable ring. But love this one. The pink and the gold together are really cute. They're kind of, I don't know, to me, Victorian. I love the look of that. So that's what she looks like. That's also my view out my office window. Okay, and then I have two greeting cards. I have this one. So these cards are fun because I make the glass charm that's in them. I hang these in my plants, but you could hang them anywhere you want. But they're just a cute little glass flower charm. The card itself I also make. So this is a heat foiling process that makes these cards. I just think they're special. I love the way heat foiling turns out. Heat foiling is some of the most gratifying arting or crafting I've ever done. because you it's a process of using a certain kind of ink that you print your designs on. And I designed the designs as well. And so you print your designs on your cardstock, and then it's special foil that you cut and lay out over the print, and then you run it through a machine that's kind of like a laminator, but it's bigger and it gets hotter. And when that ink heats up, it reacts to the foil and the foil adheres to it. And then you pull it out and you let it cool a little bit, and then you tear it off and you just have your foil design. It's so fun and gratifying to make those that I could do it all damn day if I had, if I had a need to do that, but they are fun and just fun to make. So there's that one, and then there's this one. And that, see that foil? Isn't it cool? It's a holographic gold. It's holographic gold stars. So, and then I'm also, I'll show you pictures of those too, but pardon me. I'm also giving away 2 10-minute readings over at One Two Listen. So that's how that's what I'm doing. So that's my holiday giveaway stuff. Lots of fun things. So yeah, those ro the rings are super fun to make, actually. And it's funny because I started when I first started making those, I didn't have much interest in them. And then I started displaying them a little differently at a fair, and I started selling the hell out of them. They're cute. They're really neat. I love them. So, anyhow, that's what I've got. Yes. I love the beachy bubble necklaces too. They are cool. I make those in hearts too. I don't have any right now, but I took my hearts and I don't know if I told you guys about this. My true crime friends know this, but a couple of months ago, one of my little girls that was one of my daycare kids, so long time ago, and when she was one of my daycare kids, she was older. She was closer to the age of not needing a babysitter. She was probably 10-ish when she came to my house. Mostly I took care of her little sister, but she in the summers would come here too. And her mom and she are a cousin of Scott's. So, relatives, they used to come here for daycare. Adorable girl. Her name was Caitlin. Caitlin lived in, had moved to Spokane and has had 6 children. And unfortunately, a couple of months ago, Caitlin was murdered by her husband. And it's been really heartbreaking and really just shocking and hard to imagine. And up to this point, there has still not been an arrest because the police said they're waiting for the autopsy and have basically been ghosting her mom. And I don't really know what's going to happen. I really don't. If you know very much about Washington, unfortunately, I've seen other cases there where missing children's cases where there's never been any arrests or justice at all in other cases. So anyway, yeah, it's been that's been real heavy on my heart. But there was a memorial for Caitlin 2 weeks ago, a little bit more than that now, 3 weeks ago. I wasn't able to go. It was in Boise, and I was in Boise like 2 times during that time, like in between. I just couldn't go. Anyway, so instead, what I did, they were also doing a raffle at the memorial to put a little money together for expenses and her medical bills. She was in a coma for 21 days. Like it was a very long and excruciating thing that happened. And so anyway, for that, so I sent all of my hearts to Boise, everyone that I had made. I pulled them off of my face or off of my Etsy store, and I sent all of them to her mom too. And I made new cards for them. I usually they come on a little like hug card. I made new cards for them that were memorial cards for Caitlin and mounted them on them. And I sent them all to her mom. And I just told her, keep one for yourself, give one to anybody that you want to just have one, put them in your raffle, do whatever you need to do with them. Like, I don't care, whatever. So I don't have any hearts right now, except for this one that was mounted on a frame that I didn't send. So that's why this one is going here. And it's also why several of you have asked me why I don't have any hearts on Etsy right now. That's why. I will have more right after the first of the year. I just haven't had time to make any. But before Valentine's Day and, coming up soon, I'll have more. But for now, That's just all I could put together. So, yeah, it's tragic. It's unthinkable. It's also domestic violence, you know? Unfortunately, every family gets touched by it. And well, hopefully not every family, but you guys know what the rates are in the United States of women's likelihood of being abused in some way. You're more likely than not to be abused in some way in your lifetime. And unfortunately, the situation got turned into what it turned into. It's horrifying. So this Christmas season, certainly a lot of my heart is with Caitlin's family because they are, as you can imagine, struggling deeply. So we'll draw the spirit at the end of the show. We will draw. And so Scott is watching, and so he'll actually draw, and I have a form that he'll put all the names into. If you win a 10-minute reading, you just have to message me what your username is over at Once You Listen, and I'll send you 10 free minutes. So that's how that works. So yeah, we'll get there. Right. Well, they didn't know, JR, that they didn't know about the Crime Victims Fund. Do you guys know about the Crime Victims Fund? I'm really surprised in my line of like true crime work how often I direct people to the Crime Victims Fund. People don't get told about it enough. And our dear Anita here in the 1-2 world works for the Crime Victims Fund because she's helped me a few times to help other people to get in connection where they needed to be. But if you are the victim of a crime, there is a fund called the Crime Victims Fund that will help you with certain expenses. Now, if you end up with a big insurance settlement later, they may ask you to pay those back if you can, but that just depends. That's a very individual situation. But Caitlin's family was never told about the Crime Victims Fund. She was in the ICU for 21 days. No one said shit. I mean, are you kidding? Anyway, if you don't know, every state has a unit of the crime victim or a branch of the Crime Victims Fund. If you or somebody that you love is injured in emotionally, physically, psychologically, in some kind of a accident or not an accident, in some kind of a crime, you should be able to get help. I mean, every one of them is individual. You have to apply. Sometimes it's really good, sometimes it isn't. I can't speak for them, but you should know about that. You should know about that. And yes, women bear the brunt of it much more than men. And it's true that men also do get abused, and men do are victims of crimes. I'm not saying they're not in any way. But boy, women in the US, the rates of assault on women is frightening, really frightening. Jackie said, I was fortunate with my ex. I got away, but the next woman didn't. She's still with him. That's really sad and scary. It's true, domestic violence does not discriminate across class, gender, race. Some categories may reach more awareness. You know, when I was much younger, when my kids were little, I had gone through training to be a domestic violence advocate. And the reason I did it is because Christy was the victims advocate coordinator for our local domestic violence shelter. That was her job when she was fresh out of college with her social work degree. And so she was always looking for people in the community that were willing to train and be on call and be a part of that team. So my mom and I did that together. And it was an amazing experience, an eye-opening experience, a sobering experience, a heartbreaking experience for sure. The way it works is, where we live at least, when there is a domestic violence call or a sexual assault, the police call the hotline. And if you're on call, that means they call you and say, hey, we're going to this crime scene, or we're already at this crime scene, because they go first, of course, and make sure it's safe for you to be there. Then they will ask you to either come to the victim's home or meet them at the hospital. Sometimes meet them at the jail. And offer them some services, see what you can do to help out. Sometimes it means moving them into the shelter, things like that. So my mom and I volunteered on that for a year. And the way we did it is either when we were either on call together or one of us was on call with Christy. So we were pretty much always all together. But it served a 3-county radius, which, you know, I live in vast, sparse Idaho. So that could be sometimes 2 hours away. But we would go out to, on call when there were incidences and help the victims in lots of various ways and get them hooked up with services. And again, sometimes putting them in the shelter, sometimes providing them with some financial help immediately, feeding their kids, doing whatever, you know, holding somebody's hand during a rape kit, that kind of stuff. And that was, and the reason I share that is because of what you said, Spirit, about that domestic violence, sort of sexual assault, happens in absolutely every facet of life. The eye-opening thing to me is how often the cases that we served were families of local religious leaders, people who were in law enforcement, were in going to homes of very wealthy people. It's everybody. It's everybody. And it broke every stereotype I think I ever even thought about having about domestic violence and sexual assault. But I did that for a little more than a year, and then needed to be done for a while because it just was getting too heavy. I always thought I'd go back to it, but then Christy moved on to a different job, and, you know, I moved on to different jobs too, so I didn't do it anymore. But this is something that goes on in our society we need to stay aware of and stay loud about and stay aware of so that we can help people whenever we can and also just not have our heads in the sand for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to really get into the winter solstice a little bit since the solstice is coming up. And I think last year this show was on the solstice, which was super fun because we got to really celebrate it beautifully together. It's not this year, but I have a few things for you. So first of all, using some AI tools, I did put together a song for us for the solstice. Rather than a meditation, we're going to do a song. So I'm going to post that now. I'm just going to ask you guys to just breathe with it and listen to the lyrics and just allow yourself to relax for a few minutes. Have you relaxed yet today? Have I? Actually, yes, I have. But this is for us.
The longest night, the quiet sky, stars are holding watch up high. Frosted breath and candle glow, whispers of falling snow. The world slows down, the fire burns bright. We gather close, we share the light. Stories hold the echo say, its way. Oh, the night is long, but dawn will rise. A golden sun will paint the skies. Hold on, hold on, through the chill and gray. The light will find its way. Silver breeze, the hush of winter, the stillness frees. Dreams take root in the frozen. frozen ground, life asleep and safe and sound. We sing for the sun, we sing for the moon, we sing for the days that will come back soon.
Okay, love, love, love. That was, is that not gorgeous? I absolutely loved it. So, happy solstice, guys. Let's take a look at Luminous. I mean, I obviously had to do a winter solstice cover. This stuff makes me want to throw on a cloak and go march through the forest. I probably won't. Maybe. There is a spot where we like to camp. I've talked about this spot a lot of times. I've showed you pictures of this spot a lot of times. Scott and I have hiked out in there in January before. And I don't know if I'm up to it anymore, but I might give it a shot. And at least go as far as I can. Because that is the most magical, beautiful place in the winter. And I would love to walk out there and get a few pictures. So we'll see. Maybe in January I'll strap some boots on and head out there. Yeah. All right. So I called this week's edition the Winter Solstice Magic edition for obvious reasons. I hope that this winter solstice is restful for all of us and gives us a good chance for resting, contemplating, reading. Oh my gosh. I've been a reading fool lately. You know, this is really, it's silly, but you know how things just slip by us. I've really struggled to read the last few years. I buy books, I look at books, I try to start books, and I've just had a really hard time. Well, you guys, it's because I can't see. I don't know how I didn't realize how, the reason I was really struggle bussing is because I have 47-year-old eyes. And so I bought some reading glasses from the dollar store, and guess what? Now I'm reading like a fiend. I don't know if you want to read what I'm reading. I'm reading Sarah J. Maas. I read her entire ACOTAR series, and now I've moved on to her first series, and I can't think of what it's called right now. But that's what I'm reading. Remember I told you these are the fairy smut books? Yeah, they're really good. Really beautifully well-written books, so... I know, not what you'd expect for smut books. Well, this series actually isn't smutty at all, but anyway, so that's what I'm currently reading, but I don't know. I might veer off course from this series for a little while for the winter solstice and go to something a little bit more ethereal. We'll see. Laurie got new glasses and it changed her life. Right? We just get too used to ourselves, I think. That's all I can say for me. I don't know. What really happened is that we were at a fair and my cousin, Elisa, pulled out her glasses, her like little readers, like dollar store readers, and said, I have to have these so I can see and to look at something. And I was like, huh. So I tried her glasses on and I was stunned. Suddenly, I could see. It's also made glass work and things like that a lot easier. Stuff like intricate cuts and things that I felt like I was having a hard time doing that I would make Scott do for me. Yeah, no. I can do them. I just need glasses. I don't know. I should have known it sooner, but I didn't. So here we are. It's fine. It's fine. So I did write an article about the winter solstice and this opportunity of breath and of pause and of rest. It's also a time of creativity for a lot of people. I know it is for me. A lot of times when the winter solstice settles in, suddenly all I want to do is be in the classroom or be writing something new or designing something new. And it's not from like a frantic place of designing or crafting or creating. It's just from a place of something. And I happen to know I'm getting something for Christmas that I really wanted for creativity that I'm going to have a lot of fun with, I think. So it's going to be good. But I had some ritual ideas for you. You know, the winter solstice, again, makes me want to throw on a cloak and run out into the forest. Laurie said we should just go as a coven. I agree. If you would like to all just come to Idaho and meet up in January, that's what we'll do. Good luck. Good luck. If you've never driven on slick roads before, all the goodest of luck. Because things are getting bad here. This is why I have a chauffeur, obviously, Scott. But if you want to just stay in and do a few very easy ritual type things, light a candle. The winter solstice is about welcoming back the light. The winter solstice is, of course, the longest and darkest night of the year. And then slowly but surely, the light starts to return. You will still feel throughout the end of December and most of January like we're still in the longest and darkest night of the year because it's gradual. But by the time we get to February, you'll start thinking, huh, it is staying longer. And then by the time we get into March, you go, it's 7 o'clock and it's still light outside. And that's just kind of how it goes, right? But during the darkest time, though, these are the times when being able to stay in and create and do and rest becomes a really magical thing. So light a candle at sunset, which I don't know for you guys. For me, it'll be about 4:30, 5 o'clock. As you do, set an intention or say a quiet thank you for the lessons of the year. Write and release. Write down what you're ready to let go of. It could be old habits, fears, anything weighing you down. And then burn that paper safely or bury it, tear it up, throw it in the river, whatever. Return it to the earth in some way to symbolize that release. Create a gratitude jar. We've talked about this one a lot of times, but start a jar of gratitude. Because I love to thrift, if this was me, I would thrift for the coolest jar I could find. Something really awesome. Old, different, unique. But this could be a mason jar. Hell, it could be a washed out mayonnaise jar. I don't care. That's totally up to you, right? But the fun of creating a jar like that might be in also getting a jar that you think is really cool. And add things to it that you're thankful for throughout the season. Take a solstice walk. Bundle up and go for a walk in nature. This one is so cool. Even if you just walk out into a park and sit on a park bench for a few minutes, just to listen to the quiet, notice how the world rests in winter. Now, I know not all of you live where the snow falls. If you don't, you might not know how quiet snow is. After a big snowfall, unless there's cars rushing by, the silence of snow is unbelievable. Because the snow dampers sound, snow quiet is the quietest quiet you'll ever hear. Have a solstice feast. Share a cozy meal with loved ones. Make something seasonal and warm, like soups, baked goods, spiced drinks. Set intention for the year ahead. This is a really important one, I think, during the solstice. You guys, if you follow football, and I know you don't, just kidding, you might. You know I'm a big Boise State fan, and Boise State had a Heisman contender this year, a young man by the name of Ashton Jeanty. This kid has won, he didn't win the Heisman, but he's won a ton of different awards. He's considered the best running back in college football. He's going to enter the NFL as a really high draft pick. That's all fine and good. As a human, he is just precious. He is a super sweet kid. He just turned 21. He's, living in the height of his dream right now, and it's only getting better. At the Heisman ceremony, they interviewed him and his parents, who, by the way, were just as precious as he is. My God, his mom. I just would like her to be my best friend right now. Darling lady. One of the things that he said was that when he created his vision board at the first of the year, he put the Heisman on it, and he's been looking at that Heisman every day, looking at that Heisman on his vision board, among other accomplishments he wanted to achieve, to remind him of what his goals were. And I absolutely shrieked with joy. Ashton Jeanty has a vision board? That made me love his mama even more, because who taught him how to make a vision board? Let's be real. How cool is that? I loved it. He didn't win the Heisman, but he was a contender, which the tiniest population of football players ever will ever make it that far. It's an incredibly big honor. So I just loved that. He had a vision board. So set your intentions, create a cozy space, build a little nest for yourself with blankets, candles, and a good book. I would love this. But my cozy space, of course, would have three dogs in it hogging that space, and it would be fine. Honor the darkness. Spend time in a dark room with just the glow of candlelight. Reflect on how darkness can be a space for rest, healing, and transformation. Make a solstice wreath. Gather evergreen branches, berries, and other natural elements to create a wreath. Hang it as a symbol of life's choices and the promise of renewal. Meditate or do a yoga flow. Or do something else if that's what resonates with you. Because, of course, it's all about your intentions and what works for you. But those are some thoughts of ways to honor the solstice this year. Kelly's article this year is called Rewinding to the Beginning. She's talking about she and Lisa going over their favorite bitch story episodes so far this year. And of course, you can listen to her podcast if you just click over here on the right where it says listen to Bitch Scopes podcast here. But she has so much good stuff going on. Or up here it says listen to the podcast Refeminist History. You can click there too, but that's how to listen. If you guys have never listened, I mean, you know Kelly, and you know how smart and funny Kelly is. But if you haven't listened to her podcast, you might not know how hilarious and brilliant Lisa is. She calls her Smarty Pants Lisa. I adore Lisa. I have actually had the pleasure of playing poker with Lisa once, and she's an amazing person and funny as hell. And the combo of them is fantastic. So if you haven't, take a listen. All right, my tip this week is to make an olive oil Yule candle. I love doing this. I do it every year. I haven't made mine yet. And when I put this tip up today, I thought, that's something I got to do this week. I love these. This is so simple, and you will be amazed at how beautifully this burns. The one thing you have to do, though, is you have to get the floating wicks. A lot of times you can get them in like in your grocery store where the Jewish supplies are, because a lot of Jewish, I think the, I'm going to say the menorahs take these, and that might not be the right thing. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. But you can also order them on Amazon. But they're just, they're like a little cardboard disc that has, that's coated with foil, and then on the back is coated with cork, and they float. And they have little wax-coated wick in them that dips down into your oil, and then you light the top of it. They're simple. I have a huge box of them I've been using for years. I used to sell these at markets. I didn't do a Yule market this year. I decided to give myself a rest, a badly needed one. And I really don't regret that decision at all. It was perfect. But at any rate, they're not hard to get. So if you're wanting to do that, they're not hard to get those wicks. But you take a jar, like a mason jar. You need a heat-proof jar. A mason jar counts. It's fine. Just don't use something plastic, mostly, right? Or something really thin-walled. I really stick to mason jars on this one because they do a great job. And because you can put a lid on them. But then get a pine cone. I like to buy the cinnamon ones, like at the grocery store. You don't have to. You could also gather one from your yard if you have big pine cones. My pine trees don't have big pine cones. I get the little tiny different ones. But so I usually get a pine cone that's big enough that I can stuff it down in the jar and just have a little bit of room around the sides. And then you can put in cranberries. You can put in pine boughs. You can put in spices, herbs. I like to have that pine cone pretty big so I can stuff things down along the sides of it so that they won't float. You can dry some citrus slices, and that is super, super simple. Cut your citrus slices thin, put them in the oven at like 225, and then just turn the oven off and just let them stay in there. You can use a food dehydrator too if you have one, but just turn the oven off and just let them stay in there for a couple hours, just right on your rack. And they'll kind of bend a little bit over the rack, which is good because you want them to be a little bendy in your jar because your jar is round. And yeah, when they're done and dry, just pull them out and you can stuff them down in your jar. And they're so pretty because the oil, they kind of take on the oil, so they're transparent and they look really pretty in your jar. Cinnamon sticks work really well in this too, but you can put what you want. And then I always add several drops of a few different things. I always put cinnamon oil. I always put nutmeg oil. I always put some orange oil. You decide. And then you float your wick on top and you burn it. And what you'll notice is that as the oil starts to burn down, I mean, one caveat, whatever size jar you use, realize you're going to have to fill it with that much olive oil. And olive oil is not cheap. So be prepared for that. Don't go crazy on a half gallon jar or some wild thing. I mean, you could make something gorgeous, and if you want to, that's totally up to you. I would probably use more like a half pint, but as it starts to burn down, occasionally you'll have to add some oil and top it back off. But I've made these before and kept them on my counter with the jar on them, or the lid on them, and kept pulling them out and burning them when I wanted to for many months, and the stuff inside stays completely fresh and fine. It's pretty amazing. So that's a fun idea for your Yule ceremony if you want to do something like that. But I love making these. I just think they're really special. The Kindred Spirits is a weekly reading from Christy. She provided us with Archangel Raphael this week from her deck. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. You can check that out if you follow our true crime work or want to. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video about this Gemini full moon we just went through. So some of you probably have reacted to that quite a bit. I've heard a lot of sleepless stuff from people. Not me, for once, but from others. Lots of good meditations over at Planet Meditation. And there you go. That is Luminous this week. So hopefully you found some gems in there, some things to help you out. Yeah. Jackie said when she puts glasses on, she can see clearly all the dirt and cleaning that's needed. So yeah, I know. Me too. I hired my niece. You know, my house is a wreck. most of the time. Like, it's not like an unlivable wreck. It's organized chaos, but it's still a wreck. And Scott and I were talking about this the other day, and I said, you know, it's crazy that two people who work from home don't have a cleaner house than we do. And we both just agreed that it's just not a priority. We both have a lot of things that we need to do, a lot of things that we like to do. I don't mind doing the dishes and keeping the laundry moving, but God, I hate cleaning the house. But it's more than that. It hurts me to clean the house. It hurts my body. And I went, why? I used to hire Mars to do it before she moved away. Well, my darling niece Mia, who this is my younger sister Kara's daughter. Mia is she's 20. She's just doing life. She's in her third year of college. This will be her final year. She's in the surgical tech program, so she's got one more year or one more semester, sorry, and she's done, and she'll graduate as a surg tech. But the surg tech program is so demanding of your time because you're literally scrubbing in on surgeries right and left, and the timing of that could be at 6 a.m. or 10 p.m. or you know how it is. Medical waits for no one. She has just been unable to work. It's just not possible. Now, obviously, her mom's helping her, and she had some money saved because she knew this was going to happen. And she has the sweetest, cutest boyfriend on the planet of Earth, who she's recently moved in with. And he's in electrician school, but also, you know, when you're in electrician school, you're working as you go through that program. And he's just been more than happy to just, you just do school. I've got the rent. I've got these things. You just do school, which has been amazing for her. But, you know, she also hates that she's not working at all. And, you know how it is. Anyway, so I've hired her to wrap our presents. Yay. And I've hired her to clean my house for our Christmas Eve celebration because we are the host of the Christmas Eve party. We always are. That's how it goes up in our family. We host the Christmas Eve party. And so I'm so excited. So excited. But that's not one thing on my list. I won't be scrubbing this house. Mia will. And I'll just Venmo her some money. Doesn't that seem great? That's the best trade-off I can think of. So I'm excited. And I'm glad to help her out because I'm so damn proud of her. She's really doing amazing. Yeah. It's true. When you have pets, piggies, clean takes on a whole different priority. Oh, you guys. The snout marks on my doors. Every so often, I go through here with a magic eraser and scrub all the snout marks off the doors. You know, they're about this high up. And they're from Fiona. Zig doesn't do this. Fee will go testing out to see what doors are open, to see what rooms she can go into and, spy on and get into. And she's very nosy. But yeah, pigs just. Well, they create chaos. That's what they do. But the snout marks crack me up. They're everywhere. I had forgotten that I had a video for you guys of the pigs. And I don't know if I have it on hand, but I'm going to look real quick and see if I do. I might have to share it with you later. I realized I shared it on True Crime, but I hadn't shared it with you guys. Okay, I'm not seeing it. Oh, yes, nope, it's right here. Hold on. I do have it. This is a ritual at my house. Oh, maybe I did share it with you last week. No, I did not. This is a ritual at my house that happens just about every day. And again, don't even look at the kitchen floor because this was right before Scott mopped. My name was Mud, but it's fine. Let me get it up quickly. And then we'll do our drawing. Scott's already been doing it. We're almost there. But this is a ritual that goes on at my house frequently.
Everyone's done. little more for Piggy Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. They get their creams. They love it. If they hear the cream can, like, come out and you shake it and spray it once, they will come running from every North 40 on our property. Bruno is so scared of it. He wants it so bad, but he's scared. So he waits in the living room on the couch, and he'll wait. He doesn't come in. He knows when we're done with everyone else, it's his turn. And I can go put my hand right next to his face, and I can squirt it into my hand, and then he'll lick it off of my fingers, but he cannot take it in his mouth. It scares... That sounded terrible. That's a what she said joke. he's scared of it. Poor little Bruno. But don't worry, he gets his too. Yes. They love it. I do not spoil these pigs and dogs. I think everyone here knows that. All right. Well, let's get on with it. Scott's got our drawing all done and put together. So let's start here. So the bubble necklace, that's this guy here. That is going to Quelly. Oh, how this works, by the way, is I need your address. So you're going to need to send me either an email or a Facebook message and let me know what your address is. And I will get these out. It will probably be the new year before I do, because, you know, obviously I don't have anything going on at all. But you won the bubble necklace, Quelly. So, yay. All right. The flower necklace. That's this one here. That is going to Sarah. So, Sarah, if you'll send me your address, that would be amazing. The rose ring. The blue one is going to Sid. The pink one is going to username Waters. The heart in the frame is going to Lillianne. The gold greeting card is going to Jean. The rainbow greeting card is going to Renee. And now on the readings. So to claim your reading, you have to send me your OneToListen username so that I can send it to you. Here's the thing with these readings. They have to be used in 7 days or they will expire. So if I... When you send me your message, tell me if you want it now or if you want to wait until you need it. If you want to wait, just tell me you want to wait. And then I'll just wait for you to message me and let me know, hey, I won, you know, a 10-minute reading on your birthday giveaway and I'd like to claim it now. I don't want to send it to you until you're ready for it. So if you're ready for it now, great. But if you're not and you want to wait, that's totally fine too. I'm putting you totally in charge here. So the people who won the 10-minute readings are Moses Law and Shireen. So just let me know what your OneToListen handle is and if you're ready to use it, and I will send them over to you. So, again, just send me your address. All you got to do. You can message me. You can email me. Most of you guys probably have my email if you get the Daily Dish. I might have it in a banner. Let's see. I do. This is my email. If you'd rather just email me your address, that's fine too. And I will drop these in the mail here in the next couple of weeks. So with that being said, I won't be here next Tuesday because it's Christmas Eve. I will be here the following Tuesday, though, on New Year's Eve. We aren't going out of town. I don't think there's a reason why I can't. If I won't be, I'll post on Facebook. But right now, it's my every intention to be here next, a week from Tuesday. So in 2 Tuesdays. Other than that, I just want to thank you guys for being a part of my life, for being a part of my career, for being a part of my life's work. I appreciate you. I love you. I care about you, and I care about what happens in your world. I want you to know that. If you need anything from me, you know where to find me. I'm a professional psychic advisor over at OneToListen.com. I'm there every day, 365, every day. If you go over there and you need to contact me, and I'm not signed in, just do a callback request. Then the computer sends me a text that says, hey, so-and-so is waiting for you. They need you. And I will do everything I can to get into a spot where I can call you back. So that's how it works. But I'm there every day. I was there on Thanksgiving. I'll be there on Christmas. You guys are an extended part of my family. I know holidays are hard. I make sure to make myself available to you because I know sometimes you need some support during that time the most. So please don't feel weird about calling me. If I'm signed in, I'm available, period. But if I'm not, also don't feel weird about letting me know that you need me. That's literally my job. So I'll be here for you if I can help you in any way. And of course, I can do a reading. I can do mediumship. I can do animal communication, energy work. I'll help you in any way I can. So thank you guys again. Thanks for always just brightening my life. I appreciate you and I love you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Blessed solstice. Thanks for being here. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.